an uncle of mine, then lately dead, Inspector General John Balfour. On such a fine, frosty night, with no wind and the thermometer below zero, the brain works with much vivacity, and the next moment I had seen the circumstances transplanted from India and the tropics to the Adirondack wilderness and the stringent cold of the Canadian border. Here then, almost before I had begun my story, I had two countries, two of the ends of the earth involved. And thus, though the notion of the resuscitated man failed entirely on the score of general acceptation, or even, as I have since found, acceptability, it fitted at once with my design of a tale of many lands, and this decided me to consider further of its possibilities. The man who should thus be buried was the first question, a good man, whose return to life would be hailed by the reader and the other characters with gladness. This trenched upon the Christian picture, and was dismissed. If the idea then was to be of any use at all for me, I had to create a kind of evil genius to his friends and family, take him through many disappearances, and make this final restoration from the pit of death in the icy American wilderness the last and